How can you, as a leader, start to lay the plans for your post-crisis recovery? I'm Greg Schinkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's Leader Feeder, let's think more positively about what you're going to have to do as a leader to position your team and your organization for success post-crisis. Now, eventually, we're going to get through the current situation, and at that point, your team is going to encounter new types of stress and pressure. That might be from reopening your organization if you've been shut down, or it might be adjusting to different workloads and activities going forward. So having a game plan in mind as the leader for the post-crisis period can help. And I've got a few tips to capitalize on the recovery period that your team will likely enter into. Tip number one is to implement changes as you ramp back up. If your operations have slowed down somewhat and you're going to be ramping them up, now is a great time to implement some of the continuous improvement and operational improvements that you have in front of you. In fact, you don't have to do things the same way you did. This is a great chance to change things up a little bit and see if it can make your department run even smoother and more efficiently and more productively. So think about how you can make changes as you ramp back up. Second tip. Empower your team to take advantage of their capabilities and to build their capabilities. The reality in the pre-crisis timeframe is many leaders still shouldered most of the responsibilities for making decisions, solving problems, and being experts in the technical aspects of their production lines. Now is a great time to encourage your team to become more empowered and more accountable for improvements in the line and its operation. Your team is probably could surprise you with their level of capability to learn how to troubleshoot problems, answer their own questions, solve their own problems, and overall increase the efficiency and productivity of the line. So why not empower them more as you ramp back up in a post-crisis environment? And the third tip is get ready for a different type of stress. I know you don't want me to tell you about stress, but the reality is there's good stress and bad stress. And if your organization has to go through some shrinking, that's going to be more negative stress. If it's in a growth mode, which keeping in mind, even if operations have ground to a halt, they will be starting to pick up again, and you'll have a different type of stress as the business starts to grow again. It's a good and positive type of stress, but you just want to be capable and ready as a leader to deal with that. You, of course, can do that by using some of the stress resiliency content that me and my colleague Brad Kuhlbeck put together for you. It's in a previous episode of Leader Feeder, and we've also got some great tools and resources that your organization can purchase on how to become more resilient and perform better under pressure. Now, in the new realities, we've had to adapt ourselves and, of course, innovate, another positive that comes out of the crisis. And so in addition to the stress resiliency content I mentioned, which you can get at our website, uniquedevelopment.com, we're also offering Leader Boost sessions. Now, a Leader Boost session is shorter than an hour, could be 15 to 20 minutes, could be 45 minutes with your team or with individuals. So it could be one key manager needs to have a tune-up talk with me or one of our team members, or maybe your entire team would benefit by me coming in a virtual call to either take content that they've learned from us previously and adapt it to the new realities, or perhaps just to tune up and refresh them in some things that will make them successful in the current operating environment. So Leader Boost sessions. In addition to the stress resiliency and the Leader Boost sessions, the other thing we have now is the capability of delivering virtually. Using our studio, we can deliver our content like you're seeing now, and then we empower a local facilitator, your HR manager, your training coordinator, or an operations leader to lead the team through activities and exercises at your local site and get the content still from us in a virtual method. It's kind of cool and innovative. The nice thing about that is instead of us having to fly in and deliver a whole day's worth of content, your team could have us in virtually for 90 minutes to 2 hours, and that would spread out the content over a longer period of time. It's easier to cover from a production standpoint, and then you can get the learning that you need and have more of that learning applied through those shorter virtual sessions. We're also planning a virtual one-on-one type training program in the fall on our frontline leadership course, but all of these ideas are available to you even right now, and all you have to do is connect with us. You can do that at our website, uniquedevelopment.com, or you can connect on one of the social media platforms that you're used to seeing. And of course, if you've got a question that you'd like me to answer in a future Leader Feeder segment, why don't you email me through the website at uniquedevelopment.com. I wish you and your team well in your leadership journey as we move from having a crisis into the eventual growth and recovery phase.